This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski lip-syncs well with those who say that Planned Parenthood is needed for women's health care. That thinking ignores the much larger network of federal clinics that serve women without providing abortion. Murkowski, facing a re-election campaign next year, still wants to keep Planned Parenthood funded. An abortion group is headed by boat to Central America to avoid law and provide abortions 12 miles out at sea. Abortion advocates have yet to explain any difference between a back alley abortion or one so far out at sea. Any abortion is dangerous. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Great articles lately talk about the looming intellectual defeat of the thinking behind abortion, yet setting things right still seems a long way off. With well more than half of abortions coerced, many even by violence, one of the biggest obstacles has been making cultural changes among men. An invention being developed in Denmark uses an internet link between a baby monitor patch on mom's tummy and a wiggling, vibrating bracelet worn by dad. Dads would then feel kicks, somersaults, wiggles, and hiccups on the wrist. It could help change the cultural myth that women bear children alone. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.